Hello, hello there. I'm not sure if we were supposed to have share. I just got an email, not just a few hours ago, that they're having the yard
Yes, that should
site
be
share in
on.
Queens. I didn't forgot all about it, but I don't know. I didn't get the email until recently, so I don't know if you wanted to go. I'm sorry if you people wanted to go. Shmuel, you plan going to the yard site share tonight?
I don't know. There's a whole hockey. There's a video of it or not. It's hard to listen. I'm not in. I don't live in that neck of the woods. So.
Okay. Anyway, the mice, I feel bad that I didn't know about it yesterday. We could have discussed if the guys would have shared or not. So I'm sorry. I apologize. That lo yadati. Okay. We're gonna try and get hold of the video here. Show it here at 9 o'clock. We'll see. Anyway, there, we'll see. The 50th yard site of it. That was the video from, I think.
I think I was at that dinner for some reason. I have no idea
It's
why.
a big thing. They made a big dinner for the 50th year. I was in Israel. I
I
was
think it was in Manhattan
not
for
at
some
that
reason.
dinner. But it was, they made a big thing for the 50th year, the Yeshiva being 50 years Yeshiva.
The
Supposed to
Jubilee.
be in honor of the Yeshiva, but the Yeshiva switched it a little bit to be in honor of Rav David, 50th yard site. But it was really the 50th Yeshiva dinner. The Yeshiva was agreeing to be guests of honor because of the, yes. Okay.
They gave out this safer there. I don't know how I have it. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, that safer. You got it. It's an interesting safer. There's some pieces there from Ira Brandreth, a good friend of mine, about the Derech HaSabaka.
There's a schmooze in here from Revy also.
Yeah, okay. And there's a timeline. And there's, okay, there's also some Ksavim, which we found. And they say some letters, whatever. Ksavim. Okay. Anyway, so we're back to this Tisus. So let's read over the Tisus again. And we have the Tisus in Gittin to read it slowly. Because yesterday we did a little bit, maybe too fast. So let's go over again. The time But in the Ashes Ish of Teres Saras, right at the beginning, it's not so difficult. You have a case of Ashes Ish, Shepo Teres Sarasa. You know, the Amr Reza Gite Hamanashal Tinose the Plighty. The Pligi Bamigarish, Rabuazer Rabban. In other words, Tavis doesn't ask from the case of Chutz. Why did Tavis ask from the case of Chutz? Because that's simple, that's not a kasha. If you in the garage up chutz me plainly because the Gemara says there beferish that if you're in the garage chutz me plainly and then you marry somebody else, then the first kedushin goes off and now you're mutter to plainly, right? That's what the Gemara says. It's a very, very important. It's important for this taisis. That's an afkamina. Between Amenas and Chutz. If you're Megarish, Amenas, Shelty, Nose, Pliny. So even if you marry somebody else in the middle, the Tanai remains. Because Pshat is, it's not, the Isser is not coming because there's a quasi Ishus. The Isser is coming because of the Tanai. The Tanai is Oiker, the Getna Mafreya.
Tosis has one side to say that would be true almanas as well, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Well,
We said that yesterday.
that's great. But I'm just saying the at this point.
Okay.
But when you say I'm in chutz, so then the Yisr is coming not because of Tanai. In other words, there's two separate alumnus. It's very there's a alumnus of chutz and alumnus of almanas. It's very important to understand the difference between the two alumnus. Chutz means he only made a get 99%. Legabe, this person is no get. So there's a you made a partial gittin. since the pshat is a partial get, then so your vadai married the first husband is vadai partially married the gabi, the person he said chutz. So now when you go ahead and mikadesh, she gets mikudeshes to someone else. So there's a stira. You can't be married to two people at once. So since the second kedushin is chal, so the second kedushin is mafkia, the first kedushin, which is a very, 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 very interesting day. Because even though it says in the Mishnah in kedushin that the only that the isha is kind of it's asa b'shnei drachim, the get and mimisas abau, but there's a third way that she can be kind of atzma. If the if she marries somebody else, then that causes that destroys the marriage of the first person, a new way. So therefore, if you said chutz me Ruvein, and now she goes ahead and marries Shimon, no relationship whatsoever. So the Shimon's marriage is chal because you didn't say chutz me Shimon, and once Shimon's marriage is chal, Shimon's marriage destroys the first husband's marriage, and Mameda Ruvein's allowed to marry her. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Gemara, the Beferish Gemara in Gittin. And Tosis explains that.
What? There's a Torah to that also, meaning you can't be married to more than one person at the same time. So if you have a full condition to this guy, Mamela, you don't have a condition to anybody else.
Yeah, but that's a big Kiddush because it's the first condition got in first. So you can't be married to both, and then you shouldn't be married to the second, not to the first.
Then that's the Tzad the Chutz doesn't work.
Even if Tzad Chutz does work, that's a big chiddush.
If it works, then how would Chutz be working then in that scenario?
Okay. I don't know, but in my mind, it's a big chiddush. If, you know, that somehow or another, the second Kedushin destroys the first Kedushin. But if you say Amenas is not pshat that the first Kedushin is here. It's just a Tanai. Not that you're, if I say I'm divorced, I'm an asset, it rains. It doesn't rain. The snapshot that the Gabi rain, you're still married to me. There's nothing to do. You're totally divorced. It's just that there's a tonight. So there's no, the fact that you marry the second person does not destroy the tonight because it's not coming out say a quasi ishus. But later, if later on, it rains, when you're over there tonight, then all these Kedushin fall off. So that's a halachic nafkamina between Amenas and Chutz. Assuming that they both work, because some people say one works and one doesn't, because Chutz is a shear and Amenas is not a shear. But assuming they both work, there's a difference in halacha that when you say Chutz, when you marry someone in the middle, the Kedushin goes off. And therefore, the chutz goes off. And we say, Amenas, it's not true. So therefore, Titus could never have asked the Kasha, the Gemara should pick a case of chutz, because if the first husband divorced her, chutz me Ruvein, and then she married Shimon, once she married Shimon, then she's mutter to Ruvein. So Titus would not have a Kasha, because once she married Ruvein's brother, then the original husband's marriage goes off, and now she's mutter to Shimon. So Tzivis is Kasha is only according to the Mandamer of Amenas, right? In the case of Amenas.
Manas and Chutz mutually exclusive, or in what? Theory, are Manas and Chutz mutually exclusive, or in theory, you can have a case?
Cases. They're not exclusive. They're just two cases. If you hold that Chutz works, then Kavachom or Amenas would work, but it's a different case.
I'm asking you if in theory, it's possible to have a case that you have a chutz from Ruvain, and at the same time, the rest of the world from whom she is divorced is Amenas, that he doesn't attempt to marry Ruvain.
It could be. You make both, but then, okay, maybe you could do both. But then it's still, then the kash on type is kash. It's only mitzad the Amenas. The chutz is lomayra v'lomayra. Okay, probably you could do both at the same time. Okay, so anyway, so Tzivis Kash is, but that's very important. The big lumdis here, I'm not sure of the big lumdis, but one of the lumdis of sugyas is to understand that the the two systems of Chutz and Amanas. And then what Binyamin Simon was saying is that Tovis later has some very, 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 very funny line that when you say Amanas, it's considered a Chutz, which is very, makes almost no sense because Chutz and Amanas have nothing to do with each other. They're Rachik, Mizrach, from Irith. They're just two totally different systems. So why should Amanas, when you say Amanas, how do you get a Chutz, a Shir? So that we'll have to see. That goes back also in Gittin. The type is in Gittin, and that's what the Rav Shif goes on.
Taisus is in Rav Yosef Yehuda that the Machlek is Abay Amanas, but everybody agrees that Chutz is not good?
If you say that the day that says that the Machlek is Abay Amanas, so everybody agrees Chutz is no good because Chutz is a Shir, you can't make a Shir. If the Amachlekes is on Chutz, then everybody agrees that Amanas is good. But it's not a Shir.
Where's Taisus?
Which has Taisus?
I'm saying, where's Taisus? When Taisus is asking his Kasha, according to Rabbi Elazar, right? Where's he asking?
He's asking, assuming that it's a Machlekes in Amanas. In Tamar, let's see, it's in Tamar, didn't they? Asher says she quit Volterra's cross the color. I raise that Gide Almanas. And he says the Pligi, it's a Machlaikas. Rabbos Rabbonan. The Rabbos are Abiget. Point Rabbon, it's not a get. Asura de Pliny. And you're Asura de Pliny. So we could have a case. How could you have a case? And this is all. In other words, the first husband, he's stranger. There are three brothers, three people here. The first husband, who's not related to anyone, goes ahead and divorced her, Chutz mi Reuven. Then Reuven's brother married her, Shimon's brother married her. And now Shimon dies, and she falls to Reuven.
Amanas.
What?
Amanas, that doesn't marry Reuven.
Right, Amanas. I said it wrong, I'm sorry. Yes, I said it wrong, you're right. Then this is the Akhadumais, Poteris Arasa. So now, not only would she be Potter, because she's an Isser Ashes ish, but she's even Potter is a Tsara. So Taivis is a very interesting Havamina that Taivis had. That even though Taivis's Havamina is very, very interesting, I think Shmuel pointed this out yesterday, but I don't remember. Is because right now there is no Isser Ashes Ish. It's only if you will do Yibum, if you will be Miyabimer, then there will be an Isser Ashes Ish. But Bishas, right now, there's no Ashes Ish Chau. So you want to take an Isser that's not here yet, that just potential Isser, and the Pater. From the pater, that's a very, very big chiddush. It's a pater that tzara. That's even a bigger chiddush because pashup shat the pater that tzara, you have to have the erva there at the time of the nefila. Because they have to be at the time of the nefila, you're at tzara's erva. You can't be. If you become an erba after the nefila, you don't pop to the tzara. It has to be an erba. You have to be together. So you're considered an erba at the time of the nefila to pop to the tzara, even though the iser wasn't chal yet. It's just a potential iser.
He's saying the Tosafot's answer could be more mustafer.
I'm saying it's very hard to understand what Tosafot is having is that that you have a. That there's no chalos iser, just that practically speaking, you can't do it because of the iser, and that is already enough to pater the tzara.
The maisa bia is b'asharas aches ish because of the tonight, but the asharas still there.
No, there's no iser. There's no, you know, if you use the word chalos, which is a big yeshivish word. There's no chalos iser eishes ish yet. It's just you can't be with her because then if you be with her, then the iser eishes ish will come about.
But there's a chalos of the ashara.
What?
There's a chalos of the ashara.
I don't know. There's no chalais of anything. If there's no,
we can see now that this maisa is prohibited.
Chalais on the usually we talk about chalais on the gavra on the chetza. You know, not just the.
The woman isn't an HSS herself.
Right.
But if the granted the woman's on an HSS, and I'm not saying this is like the pashtus, but the maisa, since this maisa. The Maisa Bia with this woman is already Be'az Horus Ish, though. That's not an unfair statement.
It's a big fetish. It's a big fetish. In other words, for example, many people say that the reason why an Erva passes you is because you can't have be zakut to an Erva. So here, the Zika is not, she's not an Erva yet. She'll become an Erva. Okay, it's an interesting Havamina. That he held that this would Pata that Sarah is not so simple. What the Havana, it's like it shows you how Tavis understood the din of Erba Patrick is a little bit not like all the Yeshiva Shatira. A lot of the Yeshiva Shatira is that it's some mystical Kayachatumba of the Achalos Isser, you know, like Taivis, it's not like it's just practical. Practically speaking, you can't be with her. I'll see Isser Aishas Ish.
And Lamaskana, even Lamaskana, as we said, it sounds like if Pater's Chalitza also.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's true. So,
Rebbe, the sound is
familiar.
Is that there's, you know, the way, you know, when, I don't know when we did our Baruch Bear, whatever, that there's some mystical Koyach of Erva. That Erva has a special kayak. Here, there's no kayak of Erva. It's just a.
The fact that her bia is also Be'ishasesh is still like.
I understand, but it's not a you don't have a mystical kayak.
Rebbe, this.
Why can't there be a mystical kayak?
This sounded familiar yesterday, but then I realized, whatever, I saw it also brought down that this was Mamash, we did this in the Brisker Rav, this was the Lam Bebez, this is Rashi, Mitla Toli Vekoi, if you go and do it, then he'd be over Achas Isha. So we said that's going to Pater, because it's going to be in Achas Isha.
Yeah, okay, right. In other words,
but other Rishonim possibly to
another, for example, there's this Rav Shimon has his Chakira. Is it the Mitzias of Lotasiba Kedushin that does it, or is it the Lotasiba Kedushin is only a simon, but it's the Isser Erva, the same Isser Erva that makes Lotasiba Kedushin, that's what makes it Mafkia the Zika, but it's not the Lotasiba Kedushin per se. See, that wouldn't work here because there's no Isser Erva at all, there's no entitlement to Havamina. David, I mean, there's no chalos iser erva.
It's true that there's no lotasi bakedushin, though.
It's okay. I'm saying, right? Rav Shimon has some chakira that lotasi bakedushin is only a simon. That there's the what makes lotasi bakedushin a very strong erva. So an erva which is strong enough to make lotasi bakedushin is strong enough also. Let's go further. It's just a strange Havamina, which is probably very Zionistic. But let's go further. So Tavis Kasha is. Well, so then Tavis goes off on a tangent. The Hava got the Surah the Chol Adam. The Feeder of Oazer and Midraban. So Tavis goes off on a tangent. This is Mamish tangential. And maybe what's my Kasha? The brother could have never married her because she's also midrabana, and the assumption is that we don't mention a case of a de. So this is the tumba of is there an issa drabana or not on the brother. So this is a tangent to a tangent. This Tavis Kasha itself is a little bit of a tangent. I've got the certain called the Peter of author midrabana Achayamis and Megarish of applying the. To go ahead and marry someone. We don't have to be nervous over there, all the tatav. because le'adishem yavavikar. And here also, we don't have to be chosesh ol detaktav, because with amenashir otinosay kedushin would be chayt would be chal. Okay, so then he says, "Bikomakom." Oh, so that was a kasha. So I mean, that, I'm sorry, that would be a teretz to the kasha, but it's not a good teretz because bikomakom levi turning to nami di kiri nekamim kasha levi nami hakdul ha. Okay. That was a little bit of a tangent.
What about teretz for me?
What?
What's his? What's the refutation of the possible answer?
Because Rebbe says that we mention even cases of the e. So even though it's a dimi, that it's a, that the person acted improperly. So even though the brother was not allowed Levi, sorry, not Levi, that even though the brother was not allowed to marry her, it's only not allowed to marry midrabanan. And therefore, for sure, if he married her, Kedushin is Taifes, so you can have such a case that the brother was over on the Issed Rabban, he went ahead and married her, and now she falls, the brother died, and she falls to Yibum. So we do mention cases of the Eid. Okay. So tell us this answer. So that's, this is where we want to start again. That's the normal pshat that we work with. At least that's the way we've been working till now. That where do we learn out Ptur Erva and then Sara? We learn it out from Akos Isha because of Aleha and Litzor, which are written by Akos Isha, and then we make a mammoth thing to all that rise. Nicha. Why is it Nicha? It's not dummy to Achos Isha. Why? Amenashin al Tinosay Sharei Biznus. Amenashin al Tinosay Sharei Biznus. So you're not full Isser. Why that makes for a difference, I don't exactly know. Amenashin al Tivadi Yachol is Kashilo. So then I can have the married. No dummy to Achos Isha that you can't marry her. Okay. So there you can't have znus and you can't marry her. If it's considered sheer, in gain sharilake, it is a so'achiv kaida. So then it comes out that what we said, that when you do sheer and you marry a second husband, so the marriage of the second husband removes the marriage of the first husband. So Mimele, now the Tanai is Bato, and she's mutter to Reuven. So if the first husband, Yankel, David, Moshe, whatever his name is, not related, divorces her, Chutz, to Reuven, and then she married Shimon. So the moment she married Shimon, she is mutter to Reuven because all the chutz goes off. Even with Amenas, since the Amenas is considered like chutz, I said it wrong. She said Amenas, he said Amenas, not chutz. But since Amenas is considered like chutz, so the moment you marry the second husband, that's Shimon, then it goes off. And that's why this is the answer.
But which means that he holds the chiddush to say that. Pipashas, he holds it's not like chutz.
Okay, Isha. Well, he says it's a suffix.
He's asking his question based on a suffix.
He seems to be a 50-50 suffix.
So then why is he asking a question in the first place?
Right.
If it's not more of a tzad to say that it's not like chutz, what premise does he have to ask a question?
As to start them. So he's saying, according to one side, it's not fair. According to the other side,
setting up a straw man. He's saying a straw man. He's saying if it would be that it's not like chutz, we have a question. But maybe we say it's like chutz, and therefore we don't have a question.
Right. That's perfectly legitimate because he doesn't know what the halacha is. He doesn't want to commit himself. He doesn't want to say.
But there's an in timer based on that.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to come out and answer one way because then he's committing himself by halacha. He doesn't want to commit himself by halacha. Let's do it again. I'm going to read the words. Memrash Altinos Altibadi, Nami, E. Koshev Shir, Well, chutz mipliny, if it's considered sheer, I chutz mipliny, if gain shardai kinesis lakot kaidem. So then once you marry the brother, the first brother, so she's mutter to the second. Vafiyin ochoshiv sheer. Oh, so then we got a different answer. So the million dollar.
I thought we were in the mandam. Rebbe just said before that when the mandam holds that shear is not a good get in the first place, even before the marriage, that we that side rebbe laws side chacham hold that chutz is not just shear beget before she gets married.
Yeah, right
so here. Why does it have to say that she got married to the brother even before that? There wasn't a good get altogether.
Now they're just saying. If it's ichash of shir, then it doesn't work. It doesn't have to say because when you marry the second guy, it's paka. It would never work because you can't make a shir.
Right. Last time he's trying to say even according to the man number holds the goof machloikis and chutz itself, but he's like switching tracks. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a valid kasha. In other words, I agree. I like that kasha because it adds to the kasha. In other words. One, you're asking the kasha that since Tosfos quotes the Mandamar, they pligi b'alminas. He doesn't quote the Mandamar, pligi b'shir. So, according to that Mandamar, they don't pligi b'alminas. So, if in kosh of shir, then it's nothing. Then it's not a good get. And there's nothing to talk about. It's a sign it wasn't a good get. What's he talking about?
No, because the chora, you only say amanas is like we know that on this side we know that amanas works. If he holds amanas, we know amanas works. So if we think it's like shear, it's only going to be work like shear if shear works. If shear doesn't work, it's not. You can't say it's like shear and therefore amanas doesn't work either.
I don't know if we assume it depends. And let me get to the second question, and then we'll go back to this question. The second question, which will be related to what Binyamin is saying, so that's why I go first, is the question is, what in the world is the Svara to say that it works through the system of Shear? Pashtus, there's two totally different systems. They have totally no shaykhis to each other. There's two different ways. It's like one. It's like I'm traveling from New York to China. I can go with the Atlantic. I can go with the Pacific. They have nothing to do with each other. So I want to go ahead and make that this woman is usher to Reuven. I can use a shnai, and I can use chutz, but they have nothing to do with each other. Shnai means that I'm making a 100% gershon, except I'm just making a shnai. And the yeshiva shishprach is shnai milsach rina. It's like there was a total divorce. There's no pgam in the divorce. It's just that even though there's a divorce, I put a time bomb into the get. That if you're over the tonight, then the get will disintegrate, will be destroyed. So it works tonight. Work through alumnus. We learn out from tonight b'nei God b'nei Reuven. It's a chiddush. It works through the alumnus of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. And since I'm making the Maisa Kinyan, I don't know, maybe it's a mice or not, but it's based on the pasuk of Sinai b'nei God b'nei Reuven, that since I'm making whatever I'm making, so I have the ability to break it. So I can make a Sinai that the Sinai will break it. So the yeshiva shereit is for sure that Sinai milsach rina. Not that you're doing a half a kedusha, you're doing a 100% gittin, except that you're also created a force that can break it if the tonight's bottom. Shear is a completely different concept. Shear is a concept that you only made a partial get. And that's why there's such a lumdus that when you marry someone else, the kedushin goes off because you can't be married to two people at once. But why in the world would anyone say, but a guy makes tanai. So you can make any tanai in the world you want. I'm an asi, you don't eat ice cream. I'm an asi, you don't bite your nails. I'm an asi, you stand on your head every day for 5 minutes and sing a song.
It could be I'm an asi, nothing to do with her. It should be nothing to do with her.
You can make anything.
Manasseh rains on Wednesday.
So he made a tanai. I'm an asi, you don't save it. So why in the world should we say that shir? If he says Amanah said it doesn't rain on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that's not shir. Even though it's
well, the result here is that
Amanah said it doesn't. That Amanah said for 5 days in a row the sun doesn't shine. That's Tanai. You can make any Tanai you want. I made it Tanai. Amanah said Tzadalti Nase Tzadalti Vadi. Why in the world would anyone say that he meant shir, that it working through shir? What does it do with shir? With chutz? He said Tanai. He said Tanai. And Tanai doesn't have no shaykhis to chutz.
Well, functionally, it could be if the essence of krisus is that it is she's separated from the husband and she's mutter l'chol ha'olam, making a tanai that results in her not being mutter l'chol ha'olam by definition is felt as a lack as a chisar in the krisus itself. So functionally, what you're left with is a get that only frees her to marry those people, but not this guy. So since that's the result of the get with this sort of with this specific tanai that she's only mutter to most of the world and not the kol ha'olam, so that means the krisus itself is incomplete. I don't know how you get rid of the tanai itself afterwards, but at least why you could look at
he
it.
Said, as what he said is good.
So in other words, you're saying that taivis doesn't mean to say that we assume that was your das. You know, that would be very hard that we assume your das was sheer. And not tonight, because why would you assume that the guy made it tonight? He said Amanas. He means tonight, right? The chara pashup shot. Taisis is not as you could theoretically have learned shot and taisis. That's why I was saying there was no gaya to what Binyamin was saying, but I forgot what he said already. But I think it was no gaya that you could theoretically learn shot and taisis. That taisis means that for some reason we assume that was a guy's das. But that kasha sounds very, very strange. Why should we assume this is das? He said Amanas. He said Amanas. He wants Amanas, and especially because Amanas works better than chutz, because it works even if you marry the second person. So he wanted tanai. It means tanai. So you're saying that no, about it, he meant tanai. But since the mice of this tanai makes a chutz. So it results, makes a shear, so it has the same dinim as chutz. And mevede, what happens is, if you marry, it creates a shear. And once it creates a shear, then when you marry the second husband, he destroys the marriage. Once it destroys the marriage...
Where's the get?
Well, the first husband, yeah. Well, the second husband, the first husband divorced her with this Amanas. Then she went out and married the second husband, and that's Shimon. And then Shimon died, and she fell to Reuven. So when she marries the second husband, so since in Lumdis there's a shear, so the second marriage destroys the first marriage because you can't have a shear left.
Explain that again, please, how the almanas turns into a chutz.
What?
Please explain that again, how the almanas turns into a chutz.
I don't really know. That's what we're trying to figure out. It's not like I really understand it. So, but our and her saying
there's something like a crisis, the nature of a crisis has to be, it has to be totally separate.
The maisa. You meant tonight, because of the maisa you meant tonight. Practically speaking, she's usher to this person, to Reuven, in everything, as if you were married, because you can't have bia and you can't have kedushin. So there's, as far as Reuven is concerned, the get had no practical effect, because. And practically speaking, you have to be because of the tanai, you have to be knowing to this woman, Reuven, the same way you would have to be knowing to her if she was totally married. So, therefore, Aaron saying a svara, which I don't know what the svara is exactly. He said, since the hanhaga of the Reuven has to be with her as if she's totally married. So therefore, in Lamdis, Ligabi him, she's considered partial. She's considered married. The din creates the reality. Some kind of svara. I know that.
Part of Krisis includes the head that she's mutter to the whole ha'olam. And if you do something that shares the mutter l'chol ha'olam part, that's felt in the essence of the Krisis itself. As opposed to some stam tonight, like that it doesn't rain on Sukkos. So she's mutter l'chol ha'olam, and it's a stam tonight about raining on Sukkos. There's nothing that doesn't compromise the Krisis. But if you ask her to a person, then the result is actually, then the result, she's supposed to be mutter l'chol ha'olam, and you're messing with that. No, she's not mutter l'chol ha'olam. So this get is not making her mutter to the l'chol ha'olam, is therefore side of full Krisis.
Hey, I don't know exactly this part. And then what happened? Then when she marries Shimon, since there was not a full Krisis, so the marriage goes off. And now once the marriage goes off, okay. So I don't know. It needs a little more Hesper. This is, I think, if I just look up.
Yeah, according to this side, how do we understand the Gemara of the E? Because there is no E, he knocks off the Kedushin, right?
Could you just wait one second? I'm doing it.
We have other cases of other, like it's just other or something, right?
You're saying the Stam, there's other cases of E.
Yeah, the E doesn't have to be this case. I think the one with the Gemara is like, this is other whenever you do the, where she's usher, but it's not, but it's just a lot. So it's Kedushin Toksim.
I don't wanna. We have two different ways of understanding Tysus. The simple pshat in Tysus, not like Aaron Hertzberg, is that Tysus is saying e choshev shir means that it really is shir. That let's say the simple pshat that the guy meant shir. For some reason, we assume he meant shir. Okay. It's very hard in Svara. That's like the simple pshat. It's mammy shir.
If you make it tnai about rain, so it means it's tnai. But if you make it tnai and not marry someone, that's really chutz.
We see that what you were thinking was chutz. Okay. So then Shmuel asked the kasha, but we're going in the day that says chutz doesn't work. So you have to make it a kimta. The type is a change in the day, right? That's shir. Okay, that's it. That's a simple pshat. And Aaron Hertzberg wants to say that that Tavis doesn't mean Tavis is really going in the Mandamar of Amenat, not Shir. If you would make Shir, maybe it wouldn't work. And it's only Choshev Shir, even though it's working through the system of Amenat, but through the system of Amenat, you get a Shir. Right, that's what he's saying. It's not that through the system, you're not using the system of shear, you're using the system of amenas. But for some unknown reason, when you use the system of amenas, you get a shear, right?
Even though chutz doesn't work, we're saying chutz doesn't work.
Okay, so
that's a loophole to get around chutz.
Yes, that's what. In other words, that's what. You know, the baby. In other words, that are two pshatim in Taisus. Poshim shan in Taisus. When Taisus says he poshim shear, he means that the guy's das was shear, because obviously you see he wants shear, because he doesn't want get it, he doesn't want get the, he doesn't want kedushin, he doesn't want bia. So his das was obviously he wanted shear. He said I'm an ass. It was a mistake of the word, but he meant shear. And we're going to Mandamar, shear works, chutz works. But Aaron's shot is that no, that he meant Aminaz. But Karen, it could be chutz doesn't work, but there's some kind of lumdus that Tavis is creating, a lumdus that when you say Aminaz, this type of Aminaz, you get a result of chutz. And it could be that even though we're going to answer then Shmuel's Kashin, if we're going to Mount Arash, chutz doesn't work, maybe this chutz would work. Okay, maybe. So it's interesting. I don't know if you people have a Gemara, a Yevamis. A Gittin. I don't know if you have a handy, a Gittin. If you look in Gittin, this is a very, very fascinating thing. I just don't know what to make of it. But look, we have time. We have 20 minutes. You have a Gittin? On Gittin, pay bays, I'm a bays.
Starting from where?
So I'm the Ramshif. The Ramshif, I'm pay Jud Ches. Ramshif, I'm pay Jud Ches. And Gittin, and Gittin pay bays. So it's on page Jud Ches, or it's page pay bays. It's the about the fourth Maram shift, fifth Maram shift down the page. So there's about the sixth one. He has a Dibri Amasko, Ayin, Betaivis, Biyavamis, Taf Yud. Right? You see that, the Maram shift? And Yud Chas Amin Aleph and my pages, assuming you have the same pages, but the Maram shift and Pei Beis Amin Aleph, and it's Dibri Amasko, Ayin, Betaivis, Biyavamis. Yeah, Benjamin, you have it? You don't have it? No luck.
I'm trying to find it. I have Safari, so I'm trying to find it here.
I'm sorry, you're a Safari. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, so let's read the line. We'll try and read it. So you got Shmuel, you're okay? Yes, someone has
it. Is this before the Hamagarish Parakshia? Is right before Hamagarish?
Right after Hamagarish. So the next column, and it's right in line, right parallel to that, and the next column, it starts by I am Itzaisis, Yevam Isaf Yud.
I see it.
The second column over.
Yeah. Right, the second
column. Let's read this, the opening line. I am Itzaisis, Yevam Isaf Yud. That's our Itzaisis. Kosu b'amenash shenotzi nosi v'notzi vali, I choshev shir kemo chutz miploni, im kein, Sharilei kinesis afem ikalden. Ratsa leimer. I pligi rabo azer. Dafka ba'al menas. Shilal tinasi. Uke tatana de braisa. Ava menas shilal tinasi al tivadi. Vashiv kuchuz. And rabo azer agrees that's no good. I pligi rabo azer. Dafka by Amenas. Means Rabbi Ozer says only time it works is by Amenas. But by Chutz it doesn't work. It's Amenas. Shalti not only Koshik Chutz. If gain a motzi ach shvuye the vada shari yibam b'haminazu the dino k'mav Chutz the other Rabbi Ozer. Okay. Now comes along the beer, Oisamos, and he says that Shaina me gum gum. The Maram Shif's words make absolutely no sense because he starts out by saying, Ratzel Amar, I pligi rabo other dafka ba'amenat. Now, if the other pligi dafka ba'amenas, so then chutz doesn't work. So if this is considered chutz, this is considered shir, then stamazoi, it doesn't work because it doesn't work because kutz doesn't work. And then you don't need anything that Taisa says because once you marry the brother, it goes off. The whole get didn't work. Right? So the Ram Shif makes no sense. Then there's nothing to talk about. So it says the beer, the Shaina Megumgum. The whole Lashon of the Ram Shif is Megumgum. The Tana, the price of the chut, Moide Rabu Azar. The mode the rabbi was there in Yashin Amitna, you can't write it. Keep it that get bato, the Kuriyama. They ain't as called a Kushis Taisvis. So what's the Maram Shif saying that Taivis is going on the tzad that only Amenas? Then there's no room for Taivis is Gasha. So about Korchot brought to Leimar, you have to dray the Lashin of Maram Shif. E Neymar. The Tana the Brisa Dafka Bamanash or Timosi the Kut Bligi. That the Tana Brisa says they only argue Bamanas. However, Shinoti knows that all the Koshik Kuts. But Shinoti knows that all he is considered Kuts. But she said that the type is Khan and Amanav. Tim Kane, the Tana the Masisa Dafka Kuts Bligi, Tixi Shopper. He's saying, it's such a daifik in the Lashon Shein Gemayo. He's going off on a tangent. He's saying, according to the Man D'Amar, that they only argue Amenas. They don't argue by Chutz. So how would he view this case? So if this case would be viewed as a Chutz, so then, according to the other Man D'Amar, it would also be viewed as a Chutz. So that's where I'm talking. Which is like, you know, it's reading in the Maram Shif almost the opposite of his words. Ram Shif said, Ratzal Omar, E pligir avodar dafka ba'amenas. And he's saying, E pligir avodar dafka ba'amenas is considered chutz and it wouldn't work. Then, E pligir avodar b'chutz, then we have a shayla. Right? So the beer is mamish twisting the Ram Shif's Lashon, totally. But according to Aaron Hertzberg, there is room to be miyashev this beer. They mean not the beer, the Ram Shif. That what the Ram Shif is saying is, of course we're not going in the Manda Amar a pligi b'am b'chutz. If we're going in the Manda Amar a pligi, we're going in the Manda Amar a pligi b'am b'nas. And it's
causes the question.
But it's still in the Manda Amar a pligi b'amenas, and therefore, in other words, even in the Manda Amar a pligi b'amenas, this works, and you end up with a shear. But
it says Choshev
Kukut. Amar a pligi b'amenas. That's what Aaron Herzberg said, right? That would be so much nicer in the Maram Shif.
Shouldn't he say Choshev Kishior, not Choshev Kuchutz?
What?
Shouldn't the Maram Shif say Choshev Kishior, not Choshev Kuchutz? His whole point is it's not Chutz, it's Shior, and Shior and Chutz are not the same thing.
Then let me read. I read Zelaymar. He plinked about the Dafka Baminas. Shelton also, Katan de Brysa. Abba Banas, Shelton also, Choshev Kuchutz. It results in a chutz.
No, it doesn't result in a chutz. A chutz wouldn't work.
Choshev kuchutz.
It functionally serves the same purpose as a chutz.
It would not work. Chutz would be a dead get.
I don't know. I hear, but I'm not sure. You know, if I had If I had to take which one is more daichik, the Maram, the beer reading is like, you know, like it's like the ultimate chutzpah. You know, he says one thing and he says he meant the other thing. You know, he says we're working the Madamar Dafka B'Aminas, and what it really means is we're working in the Madamar that Dafka that B'Chutz. And just if there was Dafka B'Aminas, what would happen in this case? So then that's the guy of the other Madamar. Why does the Ram Shif bother with such a funny way of writing?
If the Machlokes is in Chutz, what does everyone hold about Almanas?
Then it would work.
Both sides would hold that?
Yes.
Reb Lezer and Chachamim.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
There are certain...
I don't know.
There are some words in the Lashon of the Maram Shif that do indicate, like the Bior. Starts off saying, Almanas shaloi tinasei. He could have said Almanas. The words loi tinasei are totally extra. And then two words later, he switches.
Which words?
He polygrib alaza dafka ba'almanas. We all know what almanas means. The Gemara used the same word, almanas. The next words, loitinose, are completely extra. And then two words later, the Maram Shif switches for some reason from loitinose to loitinose v'loitibali. See, sounds like he's being pretty precise in those six words.
Right.
He's referring to what Tosfos says in the
dafka ba'almanas.
The way the Bior is reading, that makes a lot of sense. The way the Bior is reading it, it's that according to the Mandama of Almanas, it's Tavka Almanashi Loitinose, but Almanashi Loitinose Veloitabali is not the case of the Machlokes.
If the Girab order Tavka Almanash, Veloitinose, that's the only time they're talking about. Yeah, and he wouldn't talk about it. So therefore, in the other Mandamar, and that's all chaser. He just left
out. It's definitely chaser. It does explain the extra words shaloi tinase, and the switch from shaloi tinase to five words later, loi tinase v'loi tivoli. That's a very interesting. He says all that. According to the Bior, that makes sense.
Okay. No motzi. Let me just keep on reading. Okay. No motzi. Like shuvei devar the shari ibum. Having a zoo. Steam of course. Mother and father. The kolkman is not going to sign. You know. How come the roch exami died though? The soy soul of having aminat sly. What do I get im avra? What do I get im avra? After tonight, because they have a share we get. But in the have a gemel chutz. Pogom, in the diamond, she's back up tonight. And then she didn't say, I have been a sign. And after done with it, about to get my prayer. Pogom, I don't know how to teach you what you're going to be in the portion of share. Pogom, the dose is kind of, it's awesome. Even to have a sheer beget. Then I'm a honey to tie the price up. You want to tell me the shard to not even get. Okay, the other guitar is tonight. Kid and also, I guess, puts me upon it. They got bay. So you're up, I guess, and this shark starts each his kind. Right, so according to Aaron Hirschfeld's shot, because for the record, the words of Alomahani the time the Brisa are stuck in, they're not right. Right? That's the beer. Sticking words into the Ram Shif that she does so. I don't know who put the brackets into the Ram Shif, right? But according to Aaron Hertzberg, we're fakir. Keep that a share we get, but it's Mahani because you're using the system of Almanaz. So these words, Velo Ma'ani, the Tana de Braisa, is wrong. Someone stuck them in. That's a beer shitaso. I don't know if the beer put the foot, but you know, I don't know what it means when there are brackets in the Ram Shif. I do not know what that means. Does that mean that the Ram Shif himself wrote it in brackets, or it means that someone added it?
Lo Mahani Latana of Debraisa?
Yes. I'm assuming it means that someone added it. So I think if you learn like Aaron, you know, we're not sure in the reading. Okay, I hear it though, probably the view, but if you learn like Aaron's reading in the Maram Shif, so those words are just like the you would argue with both. You would argue with the beer and Osamuch, and you would argue with the Velo Mahani Tana de Braisa, because for Kirit, we're saying that this is a shear that does work, according to everybody, right? So those words would be wrong also. And he's saying it's the shear beget, Shindel Dami the Shar Tanoim, the Moina beget, again, Yosemi Teres Tanai, Kiro Nos, and I get Husni Pliny. The Gabela, if I get Benishar Xas Ishis Khan. I think Nishar got Pogesh. So he's explaining Shudil Dami Nishar, how it ends up to be a futz. I don't know what he's saying. Dami Nishar, Chinoim, the Mo'ina Miget, came Yosem Eter Sinai, Kiyo Nosan Aget.
Do we understand what the Maram Shef is trying to do altogether? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, the Maram Shar Chinoim. Again, he's trying to. Sounds like he's trying to explain how Davis could have a Havamina that Tanai became Chutz. Guy didn't say Tanai; he meant Tanai. The guy said Chutz. The guy said Tanai. And how can you? That's what he says. He said it's a strange Svara. He says it's a Svara to Ruchayka. After Tanai gets out of Shevi Gad, and then we go into that. It's not logical that he's about to have Tanai. In other words, how in the world did he about to have Tanai? He said Tanai. And I'm in the Torah that's about to have Tanai, but Freya, you're going to say that it's about to have Tanai.
How did Birim V'Yunim learn this from Ram Shif?
Birim V'Yunim learned it like Aaron Herzberg. That's how I remember. I remember. I don't really know, dear man. I know that when I was in yeshiva, I learned this Maram Shif not like the beer. That's how I remember. And I argued with the beer and Shana. Thought that was pretty wild. And I was arguing with the beer and the person who put the brackets in the Maram Shif. Then they got Ram Shana the Maram Shif. I thought that I remember being very gutsy. Anyway. All right, I'm gonna have to read this over again because I don't know what he's saying, what he's trying, what is he saying, that, you know, what is he saying?
Did Levi turn what Aaron Herzberg said into two different steps? I thought I heard Aaron say a hesber, and why leitinasi veleitivali turns into a shiur, and then I thought Rebbe took that to answer Shmuel's kasha. And to say that according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, that would still work. Those are the two independent steps. Aaron could be right in the Havana, but it's still equal to Chutz, and it would not work.
Right, I understand. In other words, the simple reading of Taisus is that Taisus means that the guy's Das was Chutz. That's a simple reading. That since he's saying the equivalency, of course, he obviously meant Chutz, which is very strange. Why would you say such a thing? He said, I'm an Das. So Aaron said that you could say that it's used, he meant Amenas, but you get a chutz. So you're right, Aaron didn't say this. I don't know if he meant it or didn't mean it, but we're saying that once you say that he's using a system of Amenas to create a chutz, so it might be different than when you do directly chutz. When you do chutz directly, maybe that doesn't work. But when you create a chutz through an Amenas, So since it only it ends up with a chutz, but it was done through an amenas, so maybe it does work. So that would
answer, what's the goal of that step? What do we gain by that step?
Then we answer Shmuel's kasha, and we answer the amount of the beer's kasha, the two big kashas. In other words, the Shmuel's kasha was that Tavis is going on the side of amenas, not chutz. So how can he say Yechoshev? If it's considered sheer, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you don't need what Taivis says, because when the second guy marries her, he goes off. We're going on the side that sheer doesn't work. And the same question is on the beer, on the Ram Shif. Ram Shif says Beferish, he pligi Rabbah Dafke Ba'aminas. So again, if it's pligi Dafke Ba'aminas, so if it's considered chutz, so then it should work. So there's nothing to talk about. So
it's
so
bad to say Tosfos switches who he's asking on. He has a kasha, he has terutzim, and then he shifts his kasha to the other.
That's the answer, Shmuel's kasha. So there wouldn't be so bad to say, but the Ram Shif is much worse because he seems to say beferish. You know, except unless you do the beer is daichik, he says beferish. That's when I was going. Shmuel has a kasha. You're right. You could say a daichik that he switched. But the beer, the Ram Shif, says beferish. That he's not switching. He says he's going, assuming he's reading a kipshuto, that he pligi rabo other dafka ba'aminat. So the Maram Shif is a strengthening of Shmuel's question. Shmuel has a kasha that Tavis before it started that we're going in with that they're only arguing aminat, and they're not arguing by chutz. So what's Tavis making it into a chutz? If it's a chutz and it doesn't work. So what's Tavis doing? So you're right. So for Shmuel's kasha, you could give a daichik, but it is a daichik. That Tavis at this point is switching. We know he doesn't tell you he switched. Okay. But the Ram Shif is much more beferish. Ram Shif on this very line says that we're going only the Manda Amar of Aminat. So the truth is, so the beer says that's not what the Ram Shif's going to meant that. Can't be. But we're saying so the structure of iron might give us a structure to say that even though you end up with the result of a chutz of a shir, and this mandamra holds that you can only amenas works in not chutz, but if you get a chutz through an amenas, maybe that does work, right? And that would answer
it's not as bad.
Famously, Shmuel's question and the Rabir's question on the Ram Shif. What?
Yeah, because you it's not as bad as a straight up chutz, because there you're trying to leave her as a mamish as an HS ish, agave somebody else. That you can't do. That's not gonna work. But if you just achieve the result that you keep her usher despite her losing, like she's taka, she's a Pinuya Lagabi everybody, but preserved the Isser despite that. So that's like you're getting half of like, but that's still felt in the priestess, the mice, because you don't get the heter that comes, that's supposed to come with her being a Pinuya.
You know, you're saying that he really divorced her to Gabi, that guy, but just
yeah,
the heter.
You just get the heter. So then the priestess is not a full priestess because you're preserving the Isser.
Okay.
So that's how you can cheat
the mechanics. I'm going to have to go, because I have to go, like, go away. But okay, anyway, that was what we were talking about. I don't know if this is in the BRV. I know this was, I remember this was one of my chaburas when I was in the Kodo, in Yeshiva. And I was working on this.
Isn't that when the first BRV came out?
Maybe.
Shmuel okay. Showed us from an alumni publication. It looked like it came out in 1986.
Okay, I don't know. All right, you should kind of have everybody. I'll have to look at it more and see. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.